Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by Lisa Mayo, the executive director of the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau, talking about tourism in the Motherload on this weekend show. Lisa, next thing I want to ask you about is there is a new matching fund sponsorship program that was recently announced by the Visitors Bureau. Can you talk a little bit about what this is and how it will work?
Yes, thank you, BJ. The matching funds community sponsorship program is something that we are doing where we have set aside some funding to work specifically with groups or businesses in Tuolumne County that are either putting on events or have a special campaign going. And we're really looking at those things that are being promoted outside the county that are bringing visitors in. And so it's something that we've done on a very informal level in the past, but we have formalized it where people have an outline of what we're looking for. We get some information from them, some data about the visitors that they're anticipating, and then we have follow-ups as well. And it's something where we can work in partnership and help to also get the Visitor Bureau Tuolumne County brand out there at these events or with these campaigns. So it's been great. We've been getting some good applications in, and again, it's something we've done, but we really ramped it up by formalizing it. We've increased the amount yearly to $75,000. And what I really like about it, as far as matching funds, if we're taking that, we're matching what somebody's already paying for marketing, then we've just leveraged those dollars again. So I think it's a win-win situation. We're looking at about, most of these have been a cap of about $2,500. We have so many great organizations in our county to work with, and so we want to make sure that some funding is available for those that are asking and that have a great event or campaign that they're putting on.
That $75,000, you say, is that available during the duration of this program, or is it just an annual thing, that much money?
It's an annual program, and we have it as a test program for 5 years, which I think that'll be a pretty good test after 5 years. But definitely something that we want people to inquire about. They can call the Visitors Bureau and ask for me. I'll be happy to send them information. It's also up on our website.
So events that could receive money, is it like private events, or is it kind of like the small nonprofit groups putting on events? How does that work?
It's both, and both will be considered. What we're really looking at is who is the audience and who are they bringing to the event? Where are they coming from? Is it out of the county? We have some great events that are not nonprofit, like the Celtic Fair and All Hallows and the Unruly event that just took place this last fall. But all those really drew in a lot of visitors, and we want to definitely help to spur that on. That is exactly what our role is to bring those visitors in. So if we can help to amplify that, we definitely want to do that.
When you talk about the impact of tourism in Tuolumne County, have there been any studies done, you know, recently kind of looking at, you know, fiscally how much of an impact tourism has locally?
Yeah, every year we get a report through Visit California from Dean Runyon Associates, and it's really our best gauge of tourism. So I can tell you that in 2014, travel spending was about $208 million in the county. In 2015, it jumped about 6.4%, I believe it was, to $221 million. And in 2016, it jumped again about 4% to $230 million in travel spending just in Tuolumne County. It's a huge industry with a major effect on our economy.
Is it just increased marketing that's bringing in more people, or are there a variety of factors that you see?
There's definitely a variety of factors. The opening of Rush Creek was one to speak of. Airbnb, we are the only county, I believe there's one other destination, but just the only county in California where Airbnb actually remits TOT back to the county. That has been helpful, as well as we have seen that sharing economy segment grow in the lodging industry with Airbnb. Additional marketing has definitely helped. We see these groups where we are marketing to, like the Bay Area and Sacramento. We see more of those travelers coming to our visitor center. We don't have stats for all the lodging or the different places that people are going. We would love to do that and to get into doing some research. It's extremely expensive. It's surprising how expensive it is to get those kind of details, but we do know that it's working.
Airbnb, as you mentioned, do you know, is that a pretty big thing here locally?
Airbnb is huge, and it's probably a lot bigger than most people think it is. It is really fascinating. I actually subscribe to AirDNA, it's called, where I can look at our county and look at where all the different Airbnbs are and kind of what they're bringing in. And it's really interesting to me to look at that and see how much it's grown.
You know, we talk a lot about Yosemite National Park. You talk about Pinecrest as being kind of the big tourism draws. Dodge Ridge, when the snow was falling, we got a little bit of snow so far this year. You know, what are some of those other things that draw people to this area?
Definitely the Gold Rush. Columbia State Historic Park is amazing, and so is Railtown 1897 State Historic Park. That we have both of these in our county is a huge blessing, and it's just a great destination for families. Those are a couple of the things. Sonora is really evolving. A lot of people are coming downtown and checking out the new stores and restaurants. So that's been a lot of fun to promote that as well. We have been doing a lot of different videos, promoting different areas and different themes within the county. We just did one on our lakes. We are sponsoring the Wild West Bass Trail fishing tournament coming up the first weekend of March, March 2nd through the 4th. And so promoting our lakes and our rivers has been a big deal, anticipating those visitors coming up here.
The bass tournament, is that a new thing?
That is a new thing. We were approached by this group that puts this on, and we did some research, and it's a pretty major event, and they wanted to come to Tuolumne County, so we ended up doing a pretty major sponsorship with them to bring them here, again, at a time of year when we wouldn't normally have a lot of visitors in March, and so they're anticipating 150 to 200 anglers and their families coming up and staying in our area and eating at our restaurants, getting gas here, using our hotels. So I think it'll be a really great weekend for the whole county.
The state parks you mentioned as well, and I think being a local here, sometimes you forget how big of a tourist draw those are. I've been to both Railtown and Columbia within about the past month, and on the weekends, and I was surprised just how packed it was, all the tourists coming in.
It's wonderful. I mean, there's really no place like it anywhere else. And when you look at Columbia, the Gold Rush history, and to have those preserved buildings like that is really a great draw. And we do a lot of promotion through social media of our state parks and all the different nooks and crannies of Tuolumne County, for sure.
Any emerging kind of industries tied to tourism that you see right now that you're trying to keep an eye on?
Well, you know, I always get asked about filming, and it's not really an emerging industry, and we've had it in Tuolumne County for many, many years, but we are trying to give it a little resurgence, if you will, by really putting it out there. We have a film liaison on staff now who is attending events in LA to bring up location scouts and producers. She's meeting with people out of San Francisco. We're going to put on a familiarization tour, and so that film, you know, the film industry is really something that does go hand in hand with tourism and with the Walk of Fame and the great assets that we have here. It's a natural fit.
What are some of the areas in the county you see that might be highly desirable for filming to market to those scouts?
Well, definitely our state parks. The train, the Sierra Number 3 is just right. Always at the top there. Our amazing roads make for wonderful commercials. Kennedy Meadows, the PAC stations, those are just really great places as well. Really throughout our county, it just depends on what people are looking for. And Indigene with the covered bridge and just the setting out there is a great backdrop for a number of productions that could take place. So we really do have a lot of opportunity here and are truly looking to bring that back.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Lisa Mayo, Executive Director of the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week we'll be turning our attention to local education. We'll be joined in studio by Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Margie Bulkin, on next week's Motherlode Views. We'll continue talking about tourism and visitors in the Motherlode with the Visitors Bureau Executive Director during our final segment in just a minute.